1. How Betty the Crow is Bending the Rules of Animal Behavior. Betty the Crow stared at the wire and back again at the bucket of food at the bottom of a clear plastic tube. With her beak, she picked up the wire, poked one end into a crack in the plastic tray and fashioned it into a hook. Then, with her captors watching in astonishment, the New Caledonian crow lowered the hook into the tube, fished out the bucket and tucked into the pig's heart that lay inside. The feat was spontaneous, done without training or past experience of working with wire. A team of Oxford University scientists said it demonstrated for the first time that an animal can understand cause and effect and make a tool for a specific task. Not even chimpanzees, our closest relatives in the wild, have shown this level of sophisticated problem solving. Professor Alex Kaslanuk, an expert in behavioral ecology at Oxford University, said he was surprised by the bird's intelligence. Although many animals use tools, purposeful modification of objects to solve new problems without prior experience is virtually unknown, he said. In the wild, New Caledonian crows use twigs as tools to scratch out insects from trees. Although they break the twigs to make them easier to use, there is no record of the crows making hooks to lift objects. Betty's tool-making abilities came to light by chance. She and her lab mate Abel were shown a bucket of food in a plastic tube and two possible tools, a straight piece of wire and a prepared hook. When Abel snatched away the hook, Betty was left with just straight wire and no way of retrieving the food. At first, she tried to get to the food with the straight wire but could not reach it. She then deliberately pushed the tip of the wire in a crack in the tray and bent it to form a hook. "We were somewhat surprised," said Professor Kaslanuk. "We tested the same animal again but only gave her a straight wire. 9 times out of 10 she solved the problem. What is more, she didn't do it the same way each time. Sometimes she stood on the wire with one loop while pulling the tip with her beak. Or she stuck the wire into a crevice and worked on it. If it didn't work right at first, she'd take it out and fix it." This was an amazing animal facing a new task with new materials and solving the problem by creating a new solution. The birds in the Oxford experiment had used hooks before. But they had never used wire and had never made a hook. Abel was hopeless at making the hooks. His strategy was to wait for Betty to pull up the bucket and then bully her into handing over the food.